Mercy. I don't know if any of you played the game of Mercy growing up, but well, for me, I didn't like it. I was a small kid, and usually the people who wanted to play Mercy with me wanted to do so because they knew they could twist my arm. Until I say Mercy, as the game goes, when you say mercy, the person is supposed to let you go. But usually, they didn't. Because when you call out mercy, you recognize you don't have a chance. And you hope that when it happens, the person will have mercy. But the thing about it, about being that person who calls out for mercy, is not so much that it hurts really bad. It's downright embarrassing. And I learned fairly quickly to get some bigger friends to help me. You know, in our day, like many other days, the people who call out for mercy are usually not the ones that this world looks up to. They are the people who are weak and cannot do it on their own. In our gospel reading this morning in Luke 17, the 10 lepers in our reading are estranged from their family and friends. They are far removed from their day-to-day life. They are the outcasts. They are the downtrodden, the weak. And they hear of Jesus, who is going around and healing people, and they see him from a distance, and they call out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us." They are in utter need of help and life as they call out. You know, it's a hard pill for us to swallow, though, that we could associate ourselves with these lepers. Ever since sin, the consequences have been dire. We aren't saying that these lepers were greater sinners than other people, nor are we saying that the one leper who returned was less sinful than the other nine. We're just talking about sin and brokenness. It's the reality of this life. And because of our sin, we deserve death. It's not a pretty thing to think about. We are helpless. And our sin under the law has our arms twisted behind our backs as we're calling out for mercy. And it seems like it falls on deaf ears as we're in the grip of death. You see, we need a bigger friend, someone else to come in and listen to our cry for mercy. And so we cry out, "Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy." And Jesus is merciful. He's just merciful. Not in the wait until you are embarrassed way. He's just merciful. He's the bigger one, the one who can bind the strong man. You see, in our gospel reading, even though only one leper turned back, Jesus had mercy on all of them. All of those lepers were healed. That is the nature of our Lord, to have mercy on all, even if people will take advantage of his mercy and take it for granted. He pours it out in spite of it. For you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, he died on the cross, and objectively, all of your sins were paid for. Once and for all, God has had mercy on you. It's not conditional. All sin ever committed and will be committed has been paid in Jesus. It's a done deal. Your sins are forgiven. There is no if-then statement here, just proclamation. Your sins are forgiven. And by the gift of the Holy Spirit, we believe it and we receive it. We receive the benefits of that fact. We don't deserve it, we don't earn it, and yet the Lord speaks his mercy over us in Christ, because he has placed us in Christ by word and sacrament, because he has created faith within us. We receive the full benefits of that mercy. Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. And he does.